Thank you, Craig. So, where do we go from here? So, to go into our future, we need to look back and see where we have come from. Many people have been asking questions. Where did Slough Church start? When did it start? Who started it? So I will do my best to answer those questions or bring up the history as best as my memory would assist me this morning. So how it started, Kristen Foster, he was the senior pastor of River Church. He was given a vision for River Church plant in Slough. In January 2007, an initial team was formed that included Kristen, Tim Stone, who worked in the church office, Paul and Carol Lane, Dawn Stagg, and myself. Later, Wisdom DeCosta and Mike Francis, they joined the team. And then young Flavia, she became part of the team. So that was the team then. Tom and Annette from Marlowe Church were appointed as Slough Church leaders. In January 2007 to September 2007, we met together for prayer, planning, and spending time in God's presence. During this time, we went out on the streets to talk to people. We met together as a neighborhood group. We ran an alpha course. We distributed leaflets. We ran a series of weekly advertisements in the local newspapers. Then on the 5th and 6th of October 2007, we held two outreach or healing meetings at Westgate School to further raise our profile. Our first meeting as a Slough Church was held at Westgate on the 7th of October, followed by a bring and share lunch before our public launch on the 14th of October 2007. So there you are. 14th of October 2007, Slough Church was launched. A few people from River Maidenhead Church decided they wanted to join Slough Church. Initially, they were about 25 to 30 people. And also, sometimes people from Maidenhead and Marlowe Church would come and join us on Sunday to boost our numbers. So the Slough Church then grew to about 60 to 65 people in the next 3 to 4 years. But then there was a decline. Some people moved away from the area. Some people had personal issues, family issues. So it went down again. So during this time, we ran Alpha courses, Freedom in Christ course, a 10-week Kairos course, and children's work was established. We had also had weekly cell groups as well. Sometimes we combined our Sunday church meetings with other churches. And also we went out, combined churches together on Slough High Street to speak to people, to share the good news of the gospel, to pray with people. And we prayed for sick people. And we saw some amazing healings on Slough High Street. Then we started Oasis Group, which was for people who were 55 plus. And we met once a month in Windsor Hall. We organized lunches out and coach trips to seasides. We celebrated community life with social activities, including weekends away as a church. We also celebrated the launch of Slough Church annually when we held a party and we let our hair down. Tom and Annette served Slough Church for 5 years until August 2011. Then they stepped down and later moved to Wimborne in Dorset. I was their deputy leader. This role continued with the other leaders. And after they stepped down, Kerry Foster, she took over the leadership of Slough Church for about 6 months. And when she stepped down, Di stepped into Di Chapman. Many of you know her. She took that role for 6 to 8 months. Then Moody's arrived in the UK in about May, June 2012. Is that right? 2012. Yeah. They went back to New Zealand in October or November time and returned in February 2013 and have been here since. They have been faithful to Slough Church. They have served us faithfully for about 7-8 years, bringing God's presence to Slough Church in a tangible way. As a family, they have led the church into the very presence of God through powerful worship time. Ian's preaching has been a real blessing to many of us, especially to me, Ian. The fruit of their ministry can be seen in the lives of many here who have moved into their gifting with confidence. And they have also attained a high level of maturity in their walk with God. We are very thankful to the Moody's for their hard work, love, and care for Slough Church. They have taught us how to enjoy God's presence to its fullness. For they are carriers of God's presence. We know that, don't we? They bring God's presence wherever they go. So you have completed the job God sent you to do here to his highest satisfaction. God is pleased with you, what you have done here. And so are we, Ian and Sabina. And just as he is moving Slough Church into a new season, God has called them to rest, to recuperate, and move into the new season in their life. So we thank you, and we are with you, and we pray for you that you will move into that season with power and authority and anointing of God on you. We wish them God's very best for their next adventure with God. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to the prophecy that was spoken over them when they went to Glasgow in October last year. Well, it's absolutely amazing what God has in store for them. And you know what? I'm envious. I want to come with you on that amazing journey with God. So we must give them space to hear God clearly for themselves and not burden them with our own agendas, so they are free to seek God, to hear God, and move into their next phase of their ministry. I don't know if you've seen a recent posting on Facebook. It says, when God gives you a new beginning, it starts with an ending. So be thankful for closed doors. They often guide you to the right one. So that is for them as well, for us as a Slough Church. So going back to Slough Church, we can see that Slough Church has been through a lot of changes in leadership as well as locations. We started in Westgate School, then we moved to Windsor Hall for a time, then we moved into our present location in June 2013. And we have been here since. Our official launch here was in September 2013. Through all these changes, it is totally understandable that we feel tossed about and maybe feel bruised and battered and confused as to what is happening to Slough Church. But we have also been really blessed and refreshed by the Spirit of God through all these times of change. He who began a good work in Slough Church, he will bring it to completion. We are thankful to all the leaders who have helped us move further into God's plan. But human support is there only for a season. God is our constant in every season. He's always there. He's faithful. He moves us from one season into another for our growth, for our maturity. And sometimes this could make us feel insecure or nostalgic. But God is firm in his purpose for us. He will never fail us. It is not in his nature to fail. He cannot fail. So he will never fail us. Several prophecies have been spoken over Slough Church over the years, and the gist of those prophecies is that revival will start here in Slough, and God would put Slough on the world map. There will be healings and miracles in greater measures, healings and miracles that we have not seen before. So we look to God for that. Sometimes doubt can creep in, and we may start to think if we will ever see the fulfillment of those prophecies. Yes, God's words assures us in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. He says, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come to pass and will not delay. How will it come to pass? Not the way we expect or the way we imagine. For in Isaiah 55, verse 8, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Let us be thankful for what God has done in the past, but let us not dwell on the past. Let us focus on the opportunities of today, for this is what God is showing us in Isaiah 43:18-19, and Kerry quoted that as well. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God will bring a newness to this church that will not be confined within the old systems. He will pour out new wine into new wineskins. He will bring new ways to take his church forward. Your hope will be increased and restored. Your vision will be sharpened, which will bring divine revelation of the purpose of God afresh to us. Your anointing will increase. You will hear God more clearly. It is time for building, comforting, encouraging each other to go forward in God's plan, what God already has placed for us. I'm excited about what God is going to do next. Are you? Because we never know, because we are on a journey with a God who reveals his purposes step by step. And we have to walk with our hand in his hand faithfully and be excited, because it's an adventurous journey. It's like going on a holiday and we don't know where they are taking us. It is a mysterious journey, but we know that we will get there and we will enjoy it. In this new season of Slough Church's story, as I have prayed for our church, I felt the Holy Spirit saying, this is the year of fortification, which means to reinforce, to build towers to protect from attacks. Proverbs 8:10 says, in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. There's a song as well, isn't it? And so we build walls of resistance against all the schemes of the enemy who might bring discouragement, hopelessness, divisions, and injuries to our hearts. This is what happened when Nehemiah was building the walls of Jerusalem. People got discouraged, but he said to them, go home, eat choice food, drink sweet drinks, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. In other words, he was saying, go and party, have good time, and rejoice in our God who is strong on our behalf. So joy of the Lord is, you notice, is as present tense. It's not was or will be. He is his ever-present God. So his joy will be with us, regardless of what's happening in the church, where we are going, regardless of our feelings, regardless of our injury. His joy is our strength in every situation, in every season. So this is also going to be a year of jubilation and celebration for Slough Church, to celebrate God's goodness to us, his faithfulness, his grace, and his unconditional love. So we can celebrate that as well. So this is a year of fortification and a year of jubilation for us. In the book of Nehemiah, we read that people made binding agreement with God. Perhaps we could do the same today. Bind ourselves to our God afresh. Agree that we will hear His voice and obey Him. We will go forward as a people of God. We won't allow circumstances to stop us being thankful and grateful for His presence with us. We will praise Him on the mountains, and we will praise Him when the mountain is in the way. We will love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our strength, through all our days on this earth. And then we will praise Him up there when we see Him face to face. People of God, be encouraged, be joyful, for the joy of the Lord, as we have said, is our strength always. He's calling each one of us to move forward as a united people of God, united in vision, united in purpose, united to see a revival here in Britwell, in Slough, united to see the move of the Holy Spirit in healings, miracles, and salvations, united to see new people joining us here, this family here in this church in Britwell. His promise to us in Psalm 2 verse 8 is, ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. Well, the nations are already here on our doorstep. And all we have to do is to build relational, radical and inclusive communities to see exponential growth in our church before our very eyes. It's not something, a pie in the sky. It is in God's plan for the Slough Church to grow, to be here in the community as the voice of God. So yes, united, united, united as a church God has placed here in Britwell, in Slough. United we stand as the army of God to see His kingdom come in a powerful way where God has planted us. We are right here in the heart of community. We are right here to reach out to people. We are right here to see salvations. We are right here to see people come into His kingdom. We are right here to see people's lives change and they are restored into the kingdom of God. And so I will finish with this verse from Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we can overflow in our joy, we can overflow in our hope, because the Holy Spirit is in us, on us, upon us, and He's leading us, guiding us into the new season that we have in Slough.